And welcome to the show, everybody. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And it's Tuesday. That means I'm in this chair for another hour on behalf of the capitalist evangelist warrior, Wayne Allen Root. And he joins me and takes over his show at 4 o'clock. And this happens every Tuesday and Thursday. So if you're new to the party, welcome. If you're a standby, you know how the game goes here every Tuesday and Thursday. So we bring a lot of heat to this microphone, and the heat is the truth. And we'd like to talk about what everybody else isn't really talking about, because what the press is talking about right now is all about Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. They can't talk about Russia enough, and what they should be talking about. Okay, what they should be talking about is the extensive dragnet of what our intelligence agencies have done to average American citizens that were involved in the Trump campaign. And see, they don't want to talk about that because that would point the fingers. The press would have to then point the fingers to their promised one, Barack Obama, who they never would point a finger at for 8 years. And so more and more keeps coming out, and there's been more calls for Devin Nunes to resign and step down because his politics is getting in the way of the Russian investigation. Well, did they ever ask Loretta Lynch to step down when her politics got in the way of the investigation of the FBI into the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton? Did they ever ask Eric Holder to step down? How about one of the Democrats step down, because we know that they're political, right? They're playing politics with our national security. They're playing politics with our civil liberties. And so I'd like to talk about some things that people aren't talking about, and that happened in our backyard. And our backyard here is on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. We're live from Las Vegas, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. And in our backyard this last weekend, we had a couple incidents here which require our attention and some further discussion. One of the incidents happened on, I believe it was late Friday night, maybe early Saturday morning, when four or five men stormed into the Bellagio jewelry store. A Bellagio jewelry store. It was the Rolex store. And they, you know, escaped with some Rolexes, I guess, and their pig masks and their sledgehammers, which they use to break down the windows of the Rolex store. And I'm thinking, how stupid. There's so many cameras everywhere. Did you really think you were going to get away with this? But they captured one of the burglars this afternoon, I think, late breaking news, Sebastian Gonzalez. Now, remember that name, Sebastian Gonzalez. So then about 12 hours later, we have a hostage situation in which a 57-year-old man by the name of Gary, forgive me, I don't have his last name in front of me, but he's from Montana. He was visiting. He was on a tour. And he was shot stone cold by Rolando Bueno Cardenas. So we have Sebastian Gonzalez, and we have Rolando Bueno Cardenas. Now, my friend Rob Lauer over at 360daily.net, which is the new website from Newsmax, decided to, and this was one of my first questions that I had after this incident was, geez, the police aren't coming forward from this hostage situation. They have the guy, right? They have the perp. They have him in custody, but they haven't released his name. Well, usually when the police don't release anyone's name, it's because the guy is not white. If his name was Bob Smith and he was a Catholic, it would have been plastered all over the news. So the fact that there was this blackout for at least 24 hours of who this perp was told me something's up. I knew it wasn't a Muslim terrorist, because if it was a Muslim terrorist, everybody on that bus that was taken hostage would have been slaughtered. And probably some more victims outside the bus. There would have been massive bloodshed. That's how the Islamic terrorists operate. They maximize their violence, right? So that bus would have been blown to smithereens or bloodied. So I said, well, this guy, I wonder if he is an illegal alien. And Rob Lauer over at Newsmax, now 360daily.net, must have been, you know, great minds think alike. Because he called up the Metro Police Department and inquired about the suspect and requested the suspect's immigration and citizenship status. And the Las Vegas Metro Police refused to provide any answers. The information officer told Rob Lauer, "We are not ICE. Call ICE. We don't provide that information to the public." Really? That's a policy? Well, it sounds like the policy needs to be changed, or the leadership needs to be changed in order to change the policy. Because as a taxpayer and a resident of Las Vegas, I have every right to know whether or not Rolando Bueno Cardenas is here in this country legally or not. And I wonder if Sebastian Gonzalez, who was one of the five perps or four perps that held up to the Bellagio, is legal or not. Now, we're not going to get that information from Metro. I guess we have to call ICE. Well, I'm going to ask any Metro police officers out there if they know the citizenship status of these two perps. They can call in anonymously. They can leave a message with Charlie. Because somebody out there knows. And we deserve to know. Especially when there's massive bloodshed and crime going on in Vegas. We had a 100% spike in crime. And this is all part of it. And for them not to release the citizenship status of the criminals is not just to the citizens and the taxpayers of this county and state. We deserve to know who's walking amongst us, and if who is walking amongst us is a threat to our public safety and security. We're owed at least that much. Do we have? Oh, good. Hey, we got Rob on line one, Rob Lauer. Okay, we got a Rob on line one with info on the perps. Great. Hey, Rob, this is Megan. Hey, Rob, you're going to have to call back. When what we'll do is we'll go to break right now. And you'll have time to call back with the information on the perps, because this really bothers me. This whitewashing of illegal aliens and their crimes bothers me. Whether it is a 14-year-old girl being raped in a bathroom by two illegal immigrants who should not be here, obviously, and should not be in class. They're 19, 18 years old, should not be in class with a 14-year-old. Or if it's someone taking a bus hostage and killing an innocent man who was vacationing here from Montana. We deserve to know the truth. And so, Rob, I ask that you call back. You can call toll free, and anybody can call toll free to join the conversation. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and 98.1 FM in Palm Springs, the beautiful Coachella Valley. Welcome to the party. And you can join the party if you call toll free. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. You can also reach me on Twitter, Reagan_baby, or send me a message through Facebook on my Reagan Baby fan page. And I was just talking at the top of the show about the two incidents that happened over this beautiful weekend that we had here in Las Vegas. And it was they were committed in about a 12-hour period. One was a robbery at the Rolex jewelry store in the Bellagio, and they got a perp by the name of Sebastian Gonzalez. And the other was a hostage situation, which ended up with one man dead, and the strip closed down for 5 hours. The man that died was a 57-year-old man by the name of Gary Breitling, and his murderer was caught, and his name was Rolando Bueno Cardenas. Now, I had asked, what are the immigration statuses of these two perps? Are they here legally or not? And the Las Vegas Metro refuses to give that information to Rob Lauer of 360daily.net. and refuses to give that information to the public. And why? Why is that the policy? Who are they protecting? They're protecting the illegal immigrants and shielding them in our Constitution. We have every right to know, as taxpaying citizens, as legal citizens, who walks amongst us and who has committed these crimes, especially when the crimes are murder. And I asked for some phone calls, and I got a couple on hold, and I'm going to take Rob on line one. Rob, you have some information on the perps?
No, I just can tell you this from experience.
Okay.
They run your NCIC, which is your fingerprints, and they run, if you've already done it, you have to submit a DNA sample nowadays when you get arrested. And within 8 hours, they can tell you more about your criminal history and where you come from, if you have any type of record, and you probably can recollect yourself. So it's definitely them withholding information for probably exactly what you're saying. They're protecting the hype. They're protecting the illegal immigrants. And it's BS.
It's BS. And, you know, this comes in a long string of news. Over this last week, we had the girl, a 14-year-old girl who was raped in her high school bathroom by two illegal immigrants, 18-year-old men who should not have been in the school. Also, there was a murder of a 17-year-old girl on the East Coast in Connecticut, murdered by machete-wielding illegal immigrants. There was a young girl whose trial just started today up in Idaho, 5 years old, was raped by Somali immigrants. And so all of this news cycle, right, it shows us how much crime has been perpetrated on legal citizens by people who should not be here and who are being protected by the likes of Sheriff Joe Lombardo when he refuses to come forward and tell us exactly who this cat is, what his background is, and if he's legal or not.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be privileged. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's public information. If you can go sit in on any court hearing, why can't you get the information on somebody that's been arrested?
And I'll tell you what.
If you know their date of birth and their name, you can get all that information within seconds.
Yep.
But they want to withhold something that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's what's interesting, okay? The guy, the Sebastian Gonzalez guy that was arrested for the burglary, they tell us that he's 20 years old. But Rolando Bueno Cardenas, you can't find a darn thing. It's like, you know, so it tells me that when they're withholding stuff, it's because they're withholding it because they don't want the blowback, right? They don't want the press to come after them. Well, Rob, I think you're absolutely spot on like usual. And thanks for your call, okay? We'll talk soon. Let's go to Tom because he wants to talk about the rise in crime. Hey, Tom, Megan.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the recent rise in crime. I'm low income, and I get energy assistance.
Uh-huh.
From last year to this year, my energy assistance grant went down by 2/3. And the girl at the office said that it's because in the last year they have had so many more applicants, which tells me that this city has been dumped with illegals.
That's right. And you know what? And Rob, I'm sorry to hear that you're in that situation. And what I can tell you is that you're spot on, because as our roles grow, whether it's illegal aliens taking advantage of various welfare programs, yes, they do, including Obamacare, including Medicaid, that, you know, our tax dollars are now not going to the truly indigent and needy that are citizens of this country. Our tax dollars continue to be funneled to those folks who should not be here to begin with. And they have no right to suck off the public teat when the public teat is actually guaranteed for our citizens. And so I think, go ahead, if you have another comment.
I say it's not only, the freebies, the giveaways, but it's all the peripherals. It costs a lot of money for law enforcement and what have you, the spike in the crime rate. It's not just the welfare rolls.
That's right.
That isn't.
Well, and you look at the education system, we have to bring in bilingual teachers, there has to be administrators, there has to be, you know, it just keeps piling on because our tax dollars were never intended to take care of the people who we did not account for, which is illegal immigrants. And Tom, go ahead.
I think this is definitely a sanctuary city. I know Clark County has been called a sanctuary county, but I think Mayor Goodman has not been completely honest with the public about the sanctuary status of this city of Las Vegas.
Well, it looks like to me that Sheriff Lombardo actually kind of reversed several of his policies, which includes reconstituting the Central Gang Task Force and deporting criminal illegal aliens with ICE detainer holds. And that change comes after the Donald Trump administration and his election and inauguration. So, yeah, I they don't want to claim that they're a sanctuary city, but they're basically operating as one. Yeah. Well, Tom, I thank you for your call. And I thank you for listening. Folks, you're not going to want to go anywhere because in this next segment, after this next break, I'm going to have on David Sussman of WhiskeyPolitics.net. And if you haven't gone to his website, I encourage you. He is a wonderful writer for Ricochet. He is a great interviewer. He has great insight into many different luminaries, one including Bill Kristol. And I want to talk with David about his Bill Kristol interview and what he learned from that interview. And I also want to talk to him about something that no one really is talking about, which is how Nikki Haley is handling the UN. And how that our position with Israel is growing stronger because of not only Donald Trump, but because of how Nikki Haley is interacting with the UN. And so we're going to have Dave Sussman after this next break. We'll also take your calls. And after I speak to David Sussman, you're going to want to hang on because back to Tom's call that we just had and how much of our taxpayer dollars are going to others than our citizens. I came across this story, and I know you haven't seen it because I haven't really heard it mentioned at all. It was a kind of a sub headline on Drudge. And the headline says, in 24 states, 50% or more of babies born on Medicaid, 50% or more babies born on Medicaid. And guess where Nevada falls? Number five. At about 64%. So we'll talk about that too and how that plays in. But don't go anywhere. After this next break, David Sussman, WhiskeyPolitics.net. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. Welcome back, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, coming at you live out of Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, 98.1 FM in Palm Springs. And every Tuesday and Thursday, I have this mic from 3 to 4 for the capitalist evangelist warrior, Wayne Allen Root. So don't go anywhere because Wayne is coming in here at the top of the hour, and then we'll do a segment together and talk the talk of what's going on in the world of politics today. And I'm always excited, especially to have an in-studio guest. And that's exactly what I have here sitting next to me is David Sussman. And he is the purveyor of WhiskeyPolitics.net. He's a small business advocate, a consultant, and a speaker. He writes on business issues, including regulations, restructuring, and capital acquisition. He's been published in The Washington Post, LA Times, and is featured on business programs, including Fox Business Network, CNN, and radio shows throughout North America. So again, WhiskeyPolitics.net. You can check him out there. He interviews political luminaries from around the Beltway and beyond. And so I encourage you to check out some of those interviews. But I'd like to welcome you here in studio. Hi, David.
Hi, Megan. That's quite a build-up. Thanks.
You're welcome. Anytime. So we met at CPAC.
Right.
And you interviewed me at CPAC, and you couldn't publish the interview. So.
I could not publish that interview.
That's right.
It was quite an interview. It was excellent.
Yeah. And you know, David and I had known his publicist, but we ran into each other, just so the folks know, and he knew that kind of voter fraud was my bailiwick. And so he said, you know, could you do an interview with me about what you've uncovered in Nevada? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And then when we finished the interview, I called somebody that was leading the investigation here. He's a private individual. And I told him kind of what I said. He's like, yeah, we're not gonna have you run with that. So I apologize. But you do have it for future use.
We do have it. So
good.
You better be nice to me.
Okay. All right. So one of the, you know, I like your take on politics, and I like that. How many interviews, just to give our listeners an understanding, how many interviews did you just do at CPAC? Was just a few days.
Oh, just CPAC?
Yeah.
I think we did, well, not including yours, I think we had maybe 21, 22.
You were always interviewing somebody.
Yeah.
And we're talking, you know, big names. I mean, Larry Klayman was in front of me right before I sat down. Yeah. And who else did you interview while you were there? Some of the ones that stand out.
There's so many. We had after Larry Klayman, we were interviewing Larry O'Connor. We had several folks from the Weekly Standard as well, besides Larry O'Connor. We had the head of Jews for Trump. We had. Oh my goodness!
You had a good mix.
Yeah, you know what? It was just a mush of interviews, and you know, picking out single ones right now, it's quite incredible. We've got most of them up at whiskeypolitics.net right now, and there's still a few that are in the can that are being produced, and they're going to be going up here shortly.
Well, one interview that sticks out to me is someone who I think has completely jumped the shark, and that would be Bill Kristol. And I kind of realized that Bill Kristol jumped the shark. And you didn't interview him at CPAC. You had interviewed him prior, too. Mm-hmm. And when he had texted or tweeted out right after Trump was inaugurated and right when all the scandal was going on with our intelligence agencies, that he prefers the deep state to the Trump state. And the deep state right now, we're uncovering slowly but surely that they are truly corrupted. I mean, they are politicized. And they're being used as a weapon against private citizens. What did you uncover in your Bill Kristol interview, and when did that happen?
Well, it happened after the election, and we were actually on the Weekly Standard cruise, which Bill Kristol and the good folks over at Weekly Standard put on. And the purpose of me being there was to interview folks like Eric Erickson and Stephen Hayes and all these folks that were basically never Trumpers
right through
the entire primary process and even after the nomination. In fact, Bill Kristol was instrumental in putting up another nominee.
Evan McMullen.
McMullen.
Yeah. Call him Five Head. His forehead's huge.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a forehead. He has a five head.
He's next door to you guys in Las Vegas in Utah. And but, you know, the goal there was to really just try to get some insight as far as exactly what their concerns were. And now that he was president... exactly how they were going to, whether or not they were going to be able to come back into the fold. And, you know, Bill Kristol personally is a very, very nice man. He's extremely experienced, one of the most experienced individuals in the Beltway. He started out in his 30s as the chief of staff for Vice President Dan Quayle. I mean, you know, it's a very impressive resume.
Does he know how to spell potato?
I would assume so. My goodness, isn't that sad?
It is.
The one thing for Dan Quayle.
I know. That was what completely destroyed Dan Quayle was the potato.
One term vice president, and that's all we remember.
A bad spud.
Yeah, that and Murphy Brown, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was the Murphy Brown thing.
Yes.
So, you know, the whole idea was really just to kind of say, okay, now what? Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Trump Where do you go
won.
From here?
And so, you know, and just so that you know, the Weekly Standard cruise, it was a great group of folks, and I really enjoyed the week. And it was a long week, and we had a lot of interviews, and most of those interviews are also up at whiskeypolitics.net. But, you know, when he sat down, I have to say that he was, you know, I said, okay, now that he is president, how do you feel? Right? You were going against him the entire time.
And, mm-hmm.
And he was very magnanimous. He really was, look, I like his cabinet picks. I think that, you know, what he is doing thus far is exactly what a conservative president should do, and I'm very happy, and I want him to succeed. I want Donald Trump to succeed. Now, this is not more than 12 weeks ago, you know, mm-hmm. a few months ago. And so, you know, obviously since, as you've just, you know, discussed, it's been, you know, vitriolic. Yeah. His tweets have been absolutely astounding.
For somebody that wants somebody to succeed, I mean, he has a weird way of showing it, right?
He does. And, I mean, just today alone, you know, he mentioned that, you know, the whole Nunes thing. He's talking about the White House scandal is not a Nunes scandal. It's a White House scandal. It's a White House scandal. And that, you know, he's looking at Trump as the crazy wealthy uncle. You know, mm-hmm. America's crazy, insane, wealthy uncle. Well,
didn't
you know
he tweet
what?
That out?
He was a tweet.
Yeah, he tweeted
today.
Yeah, he tweeted out like a picture of Trump surrounded by some folks, and he said, "Here's the crazy uncle." I mean, I've just
so yeah, and so you're calling the president of the United States basically names, and it's disappointing because, like I said, I've got a lot of respect for Bill. You know, we just met that once for the interview, and he was very nice. But I don't quite understand it. In fact, one of the interviews at CPAC that you just talked about was with a gentleman by the name of David Keene. That name may be familiar to some of your listeners. He goes all the way back to Spiro Agnew. He's been in every Republican administration from Nixon, Reagan, Bush. He was the head of the NRA, the president of the NRA, and he's the head of the conservative union that puts on CPAC. So he says, I'm good friends with Bill Kristol. And the man is unhinged.
Really? He said that in an interview.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on tape. You can see it at the website.
Trump really had that impact. Did you find, like, did you interview many Never Trumpers on the cruise? I mean,
yeah,
are they finding their way?
It was a Weekly Standard cruise.
Right.
And Weekly Standard, and a lot of folks over at National Review really had a lot of problems with Trump. And mea culpa for me personally, I'm sitting here with you, but I wasn't for Trump during the primary. I didn't think he could win. I was dead wrong. Mm-hmm. All right. At every stop along the way, whether it was what he said about John McCain or whether it was Trump University, or whether it was the Russian question that came up. And every step along the way, I always wrote articles and said that this is just not going to happen. And, you know, we should put all our, you know, I mean, after the NBC interview, I personally said that I want Vice President Pence to step up and take the helm because this is insane. We're about to throw it to Hillary. And obviously, we were all shocked. So I think everybody was shocked. And so the Weekly Standard cruise was only just a few weeks after the election, and people were coming to terms with it. But Stephen Hayes, really, really nice guy. Everybody knows Stephen Hayes from, you know, he's a Fox contributor on the All-Star panel with Bret Baier and the editor now of the Weekly Standard. Really, really nice man. And he also said, I want him to succeed. I want him to focus on the economy. I want him to focus on Obamacare, and I want him to succeed. But we haven't heard that kind of vitriol that we've been hearing from Bill Kristol, from anybody else there. I don't see.
So now that Trump has the reins and he appointed Nikki Haley as the head of the UN, and this is something that people aren't really talking about either, because when you look at the Human Rights Commission in the UN, I mean, you have many people within the Human Rights Commission sitting on that commission that still execute gays, that still have policies against women. I mean, they don't even know how to spell human rights. But when it comes to Israel, how are we positioned now with Nikki Haley at the head as our ambassador with Israel?
Well, as a Jewish conservative, I'm very, very pleased. She just spoke to AIPAC. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to AIPAC as well, I believe by tape. But Nikki Haley addressed AIPAC, and you know, AIPAC, you have to remember, is Jewish political group out of Washington. And they're still very angry that not just more than a few months ago, it's a couple of months, less than 2 months ago, literally hours before Donald Trump was inaugurated, President Obama basically signed away $216 million to the Palestinians. Just basically just gave him this huge check. So there's been a lot of anger over the past 8 years over a lot of the different actions or inactions that the former president took, especially when it comes to the UN Security Council. And so, you know, a lot of people remember it was last year that the Obama administration declined to veto the UN Security Council, their condemnation of the settlement expansion. It's the first time this has ever been done.
Mm-hmm.
America has always stood with Israel. Always, up until the previous administration. So what Nikki Haley is come in and basically has had, is in effect, is the best thing for Israel. She blocked the appointment of the former Palestinian prime minister, his name is Salem Fayyad, to the UN post. She gets up in front of everybody and she says she wears heels, not for a fashion statement, but to kick them every single time she sees something wrong.
Good.
The UN Security Council, which has always been voting against Israel, every single time, always. And the U.S. sided with them, last year. So I think we're back on track with that. And I'm extremely pleased to see that she's, I will complain about this administration when I see fit. I think there's a lot of things that are that they've done wrong. I think there's some personality issues with Trump, but I support them because I want them to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel is a major reason for that. The geopolitical situation in the Middle East with Iran and with Hamas and Fatah and Hamas now coming together under the guidance of Iran that really wants a port in the Mediterranean through Israel. This is a critical moment for Israel, for the Middle East, for geopolitical safety in that region, and for Jews worldwide.
Now, tell our listeners how they can find you once again, because we're going to have to go to break.
WhiskeyPolitics.net, and you can also find Whiskey Politics on Facebook, and you can find me at David Sussman on Twitter.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so
much. I appreciate
much.
It. You're appreciate welcome. It. You're welcome. And this is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. When we get back, I'm going to talk with some Medicaid numbers so you know exactly what's going on in Las Vegas and beyond. And we'll also cover some news, late breaking news of the day. 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Las Vegas and Palm Springs. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and 98.1 FM in the Coachella Valley. Now, if you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that I always take an opportunity whenever I can to promote local businesses, local charities, especially when it comes to our vets. And on the line with me right now, I have Mr. Kevin Tuttle on line 5. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Megan.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. All right. So you were talking to me earlier this month about something called the King Tut Classic, which is Rock the Troops. And this is a benefit that you've done now for how long?
This will be the 13th annual ride.
So, okay, so tell the folks out there in Las Vegas, as well as Palm Springs, because, hey, you know, they can take a nice drive, come and support the troops. What happens at this Rock the Troops event?
Okay, it's a motorcycle poker run, not limited to motorcycles, but we're going to start at the Marine Corps League Leatherneck Club at Spring Mountain Arville between 9 and 11 o'clock is registration time. And what we do is we dispatch all the riders to 4 or 5 locations around our friendly businesses and let them get a poker card. And they come back, and whoever has the highest hand wins $400 cash. And then we have the crappiest hand even wins $100.
That's
and
so
what
cool.
We do is we have some major sponsors, Walker Furniture, John Maul's Meat, Legal Ride. And we have raffles and 50-50 drawings and live music from the Moaning Blacksnakes will be playing from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be just a fun old time for veterans. We raise money with American Legion Post 149. We raise money for the local troops, active, reserve, retired, National Guard, and we try to keep the money here locally.
So it's Saturday, April 1st, so it's this Saturday. Registration is between 9 and 11 a.m., so you can come anytime between those hours and register, and then the ride and the event is at the Leatherneck Club. It starts and ends at the Leatherneck Club, which is 4360 Spring Mountain Road. And the drawings begin, it looks like, at 3 p.m. So if you have a high card or low card, you could win $400 or something else. And all of the money you raise stays locally for our veterans, correct? And how much did you raise last year? Because we want to beat that.
I think we raised almost $20,000 last year.
Awesome. So we want to raise at least $25,000 for one day,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's awesome. And this will be the 14th or the 13th?
13th annual. Yep. I started when I owned a bar called King Tut's, named after myself. And I had just retired from the National Guards in 2001. And they wouldn't deploy me because I'm old and fat. So I said, what better way to raise money? You know, what better thing to do is stay actively engaged with the military and raise money for those deployed. It initially started with care packages for the troops overseas. And then next thing you know, we're paying for someone's flight to get home to a sick relative. And we fixed someone's car. And, you know, it just no matter what the money was for, I mean, we took the money and we put it towards a good cause.
Right. So it's Veterans Helping Veterans, and everyone can go to Rock the Troops LV. That's Las Vegas, rockthetroopslv.com to get what they need. I got the flyer. I have all the information. Again, Saturday, April 1st, 9 to 11 is registration, goes all the way to 5 o'clock, and the food's provided by John Moles Meat and the Roadkill Grill. and if you don't have a hog, good. And if you don't have a hog or a bike, right, you can show up with your car, whatever.
Absolutely. The Moaning Black Snakes, the best blues band in town's playing, too. Can't go wrong there.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I will see you there, Kevin. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome. All right,
Lombardo's got to go.
Lombardo's got to go. Absolutely. Thanks, buddy. All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye. So even Kevin knows, right? I mean, anybody that lives in Las Vegas that has been dealing with Sheriff Joe Lombardo, you know, I am told off the record quite a bit. And what I mean by off the record, I mean off the mic. By some very, you know, reputable people, a lot of cops themselves, 91% of the police force didn't vote for the guy, didn't vote for their own sheriff. So if you guys want to have some fun this weekend, I would suggest going to this event, Rock the Troops. It's the 14th or 13th annual, Saturday, April 1st. 4360 Spring Mountain Road starts at the Leatherneck Club. Geez, I wonder how they got that name. But if you can help the vets, go to rockthetrooplv.com and show your support. I love this city because when I make a call to action, people respond and they show up in numbers. So make me proud. Make Kevin proud. Support our troops. Wayne Allen Root's going to be on this mic after this next break. I thank you so much for your time. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com, 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.